wasn't expecting you today. Or wait, did we have something planned and I forgot about it, or... Okay, that's okay then. I was scared that I forgot an event or something, so... What brings you here? You didn't even text me or anything. Oh... What? Seriously? You. You. On a date? What? Sorry. I just can't believe that. Is this a prank? No, not because you're not nice to look at or anything. It's just... Sorry. I need to be more serious. It's just a shock. Wait. No, not again. Not because you play games all day or something like this. You have a nice face. Don't worry. You just... barely leave the house unless we're going somewhere, so I'm just... Wow, that's crazy, but... Well, congratulations. I guess I'm proud of you. Well done. I just didn't expect it. No, not because you aren't nice or anything. It's just we had a talk about this not long ago, and you weren't interested in any dating, so... I thought you deleted Tinder, but hey, at least one of us is going out there and meeting people, so have fun. Is this it? Is this the only reason you came to say this, or is there any more tea? you want me to help you get ready and how to go on a date? Oh. I'm my dad. You should know the only thing I have in common is that I'm also a girl and you're going on a date with a girl that hopefully exists. I can't really give you any advice on how to talk to her or whatever because you wouldn't be going on a date if she didn't like you in the first place. So I'll just say the casual, be funny. Be yourself, and that's all you need. And when I'll get ready, like, okay. I mean, I may be a hairdresser, but... Okay, fine. I'll help you get ready. Come with me to my room. Okay. Just sit there. You know what to do. Let me see what I have to work with. Your hairs are interesting. When was the last time you cut your hairs? So that was a long time ago. You are usually wearing hat, so I'm not used to seeing so much hair. I did not expect all of this. Okay. Well, they are a bit scruffy to say the least. And you've got a problem down here too. Did you seriously think you were okay enough to go out with that stubble? No stubble, okay? It doesn't suit you well, you don't look good with it, it needs to go. No, believe me, you look much cuter without a beard, especially if you are eating and have all this food getting stuck in case you like this. So, let's start cutting these hairs, okay? So, what is she like then? Is she pretty nice to look at, or... Oh, let me see the photo. She's Okay, I guess. Yeah, she looks nice. Yeah. He's okay, he's okay. You've only seen photos of her, right? Okay, that's not so good because, like, you guys should video call because how do you know it's actually her? And if you call her, it's not some 600-pound guy or an old grandma or something. You're sensible like this to go to a crowded place. Very sensible indeed. You don't know who anyone else could be now. Especially if someone uses nice pictures and it's not... Yeah, I don't want to worry you. Sorry. As if you were not already so nervous about this. Yeah, so what is her name? What does she do? Does she have any animals? What school did she go to? Right, okay, that's nice that she has animals. That's good, that's good. Guess I can stand by that. Do you want any more cut off, or do you think this looks better? You still have your hairs, but less of them, of course. It's up to me to decide. Okay, well, I think you look good either way. Shorter, or even now how it is. So, alright, we can make it a little bit more short. This date has been such a good excuse to finally get to shave your facial hairs off also. Sorry, but your facial hairs were really annoying. But I promise you, you'll be looking even more handsome after this. Honestly, I'm so actually heartwarmed that you came to me, that you can tell me this information and let me get you all ready for your date. It's so exciting, like, oh, very, very exciting. Yes. Okay, I think that's enough for your hair today. It's looking so much better. So let me get started on your beard, your face. Okay, let me get the cream to put on your face first. Okay. This is my stepbrother's, but I just use his. And I have his razor here also. It's not being used. Look, it's new. It just came from this packet. So, it's fine. Okay. Now, give me that face. Now, let me just rub this on you. Not so much to shave off from, but a little bit more. Okay, now, are you ready for your shave? Don't worry, I've done this so much. such the exciting part. Shaving the spirit from you. Do you know how annoying it can be to kiss someone with this? Yes, you will stab her lips and she will not go on a second day with you. I'm telling you, wait. There we go, okay. Now you can move your mouth a little bit. See, it's looking better, I promise you. Don't worry about it. You came to me for a reason, that you could trust me to do this for you, so chill. Professionally, that I don't leave any of those red spots or anything like this. See, you're going to be looking amazing. Look up just this little bit under your chin and you're good to go. To be going on that day.